Hello, honey. Yeah, it's been a little different today. No, not because of that. More to say, I've had a rough one looking for you. That I know we've been dating since high school. It's been 4 years. Sometimes I forget how long. You know me. More muscle than brains, I guess, but I don't mind it. You've been wonderful. But I have to admit, there's a side of my life I've been keeping you from. Now, honey, do you trust me? I apologize, I've not been honest, but it's only been to protect you. I promise. Listen, it's not what you think. No, I haven't been unfaithful or anything heinous like that. It's quite the opposite. I just haven't told you about something. Deep inside, I've had this trouble. Something that started way back when, almost before we first met. I don't expect it all to make sense right now, but it's a bit complicated. You see, I got involved with something. There's a world that normal people don't see. And I see it, but more importantly, I'm a big part of it. I want everyone I love to live lives that they can remember, that mean something. And not to get morbid, but deaths that mean something too. That's why when my old man, my grandfather, that's why his passing, I talked about it a few times, yeah. It just wasn't the same after that. Things changed. I got involved in things pertaining to curses and Jujutsu sorcerers. I am a Jujutsu sorcerer. You might not know what that means, and it's okay. Just know, it's been dangerous, but I've been okay. I'm durable, and I don't plan on dying just yet. No, don't look at me that way. Honey, baby, I'm okay, okay? I'm not just going to croak one day. Everyone is, but that's not what I mean. I'm not giving up on you. As far from that as it can be. I want you so badly. And I've always felt that way. Not a single second has gone by that I haven't... Sorry. It's just, sometimes it's difficult. When I think about it and really think it through, it's been a lot that I haven't told you, and I feel guilty about it. Not because I don't trust you, but the moment you know about it, everything can change. If they knew about you. I'm talking about curses. Specifically the big bad ones. And to put it lightly, that would have put a damper on our relationship. If they had used you against me, I would have been so much more powerless. That's not to say you can't help me. You have helped me. My job, those days that I said that I was tired from work. All those many times you've saved me from that tiredness. You've given me the will to continue on. I didn't know how to tell you. I was a coward, I admit it. There's not a lot of things that scare me, but disappointing you is one of them. Baby girl, you're way too special to me. And I'm not saying that in a toxic kind of possessive way. Or maybe a little, but I'm mostly saying that in one of those all-encompassing ways. So that's why I have to tell you, there's another entity that is inside me. We started out as sworn enemies. Honestly, I wished I could kill him at first. But eventually, as things go, you get to know people. You get to understand them in ways that you'd never think to. And although he's the king of curses, the original curse, so to speak, He's not the worst guy I've ever met. In fact, we have some deals in place. Some trust was built, and... yeah. Yeah. It's a little complicated. I apologize. I should have told you earlier, but at first, thinking that there was an enemy inside my body, I... yeah. It was irresponsible of me and unfair to you. I'm sorry, honey. I should have told you. I trusted you, but I was worried. If even he knew about you, if anyone knew about you, it would cause you to be in danger. And protecting you is one of the things that helped me to continue on. Even when I thought I couldn't. Even when I thought this road ended. No. No. I know. I've agreed to some unreasonable things. But ever since then, I've realized... Sukuna, that's his name. He can be trusted. He might not be the most upstanding guy, but he's definitely a lot better than people paint him out to be. He saved my life once. Well, more than once. Just... listen. I know this is a lot. But I figure if we're going to get through this, I have to be honest with you. Hell, even he was grilling me about this. Saying that... If you're going to be with someone, if you're going to have someone, you have to give everything you are. You have to give it all, and you can't hold back, no matter what you think. No matter what you feel, you have to be honest at the end of the day. Or else, what is that romance? What is true love? If not trust. I'm sorry that it took me so long. I had to wait. You just have to understand. In this world, the world of Jujutsu sorcerers and curses, dangers beyond your wildest imagination. I know you would have wanted to know. But by merely telling you, by interacting outside of small windows of opportunity, I would have put you in so much danger. So much that I would have ended up likely losing you. I weighed a heavy burden, and it's a terrible fault of mine that I wasn't strong enough until now. But thanks to everyone around me, thanks to Gojo, I was able to find a compromise. This is going to be difficult to say. But because there's two of us in here, would you consider still going out with me? Even though I have the king of all curses inside of me? I know. It's different. It's probably a lot different than most couples' problems. But I promise you, I'm still me, and I still have control of my body. It's just the way of opposing each other. It was a dead end that would have never went anywhere. We would have wasted our entire lives. You and I, never truly being this close. But I only thought it was fair that we talked about this in earnest. I don't just want to tell you how it is and just have you accept it just there. I want it to be something that we decided together. And I'm sorry for not giving you more heads up. I love you, and you're the only girl for me. But I don't want to force you down a path that you didn't sign up to back when we first met. Still, I want to be with you. I want to be with you so badly, it hurts. I mean, it really does hurt. It's right here. I've lost a lot of things. But I don't want to lose you. Is that selfish of me? Or do you feel the same way? Am I allowed to be happy with this? I love you. And it's still embarrassing to say that, so I know it's true. Not embarrassing in that way. I couldn't be more proud to be your boyfriend. In fact, I want to be even more. And, well, if you're not okay with this whole thing, I'm sure he would butt out of our relationship. It's just, I need you to be aware. It's not just me in here anymore. He's the king of curses. Definitely a personality. At least I would call him one. So, you want to meet him, huh? I think that's probably the best way to get to know someone, so I have to agree. Just, he's a little intense, and probably pent up from years of not having anyone told. I'll be watching. And, if it's too much, just call for me, okay? Look, I know this is a different kind of situation, but understand, we're basically an extension of the other. At this point, while we started as two different people, we melded closer together over time. That's not to say I'm some kind of psychopath, but neither is he. Just a bit on the intense side. You'll find out.
So this is the rumored hot chick.
You are pretty easy on the eyes, you know that. Oh, don't like the whole intensity act. Well, that's too bad now, isn't it?
I'd hate for you to get the wrong idea about me,
but first impressions are everything, and you seem just as pent up as me.
Still not calling for him.
How interesting.
Now, why don't we get down to what it really means to you, what you're looking for deep down? I happen to have an idea of that. And you, your eyes tell a story. As much as I wonder what it is, I think the best way is to do a little investigating, don't you think? To think, you weren't so stingy. It's amusing that such a woman exists in this time. There's so many prudes, so many self-fixated on their little romantic stories, on those empty promises we call love. But you understand it as different. You can have both, so why not have it? Well, since you'll be my woman too, we've got to establish some interesting little boundaries, or break them down altogether. Now, what do you think? The body or the mind is more important in all this? Good answer. But I think you're missing the point here. There's a lot more to this than that. I need to properly educate you, one way or the other.
Right, with your permission, of course. No, it's not like that. I've just understood you humans can be so fascinating. But you're not completely a human, are you? The dunce of a guy that I'm trapped in doesn't quite understand. You're not as innocent as you look, are you?
No need to be shy about it. Playing coy here.
It makes you more cute, but also more fun to feel up. You do consent to all this, right? Have to keep it within the modernistic times. It's a little different than when I was in my prime.
Oh. Say it then. Say you want me, the demon, to make those little desires come true. You want the dark side of the moon? Then take it. Take it and grit your teeth. Because you might need to after I'm done with you. Are you even aware of the caliber of a man I am? With a body like that, I'm afraid you're going to learn. You're going to learn in such a wonderful little way, aren't you? What will win, the humanity or the desires pent up from so many years of him holding you back? Of him not being able to be completely honest? I know it's my fault, too. Don't think I'm not taking responsibility. Making you reach ecstasy. That's part of my little responsibilities now, isn't it? Making up for lost time. Now that's something that I can get behind. The supple skin. The tender mind. You're just full of openings. Openings I plan to capitalize on. Innocently enough, you should have met me way back then. I wouldn't have had the tendencies I do now. As much as I hate to say it, I don't want to make an enemy of you. Or even the less intelligent vessel. He's had his redeeming qualities. But he's still a punk ass. A punk ass who gets on my every nerve. So this is as much about teaching you what it means to be a woman as it is getting a little old-fashioned even with this bastard. Now, before you get bored of me doing little more than rubbing, grabbing, spanking, and slapping you is only the appetizer to a fine meal that will be taking that chastity from you after so long. How pent up are you? You might as well be a curse right here and now, not just half of one. I can feel it, you know. Those inner thoughts, those desires which have warped you. You wanted him for so long. What if I make you want me, little? No, don't look at me like that. You'll just turn me on. See how hard you've made both my cocks already. Did I neglect to mention, there's two you'll be taking today. I guess one for each of us. Maybe I'll let him feel it while I'm fucking you. Oh yes, this wasn't in the plans of our little meeting, was it? But I told you I'm getting even with him. This is just half of the fun. Maybe I'll let him join midway, shock him a bit. But right now, I want to teach you, and maybe give you as a gift to him, once I've ruffled your feathers a bit, which seems like it's going quite swimmingly, isn't it? Say you want me. See, all of us have our darker thoughts, and deep down I know from the very start, when I felt you, you weren't just some ordinary girl. Maybe I'm appealing to that cursed side of you that you probably didn't even know was there. Or maybe it's not a curse at all and you just have so much cursed energy it's warped your insides to be such a horny little slut. Is that what you say to someone who's going to help you? No, you say please, Master Sukuna. Yes. What's the matter? Is it sinking in now? Your place beneath me, or at my side. Those are your only two choices, since we're bound to relationships that I still need to get used to. The 21st century is in my homeland, but maybe I'll make a little vacation home in you right now. Ryomen Sukuna, carve that name into every etching of every thought. I won't let you think of him and forget about me. Do you understand? I can be quite jealous too, even if I know how to share. Magnanimous, I know. But you, we have to get that body used to pleasure, don't we? You've been pent up for far too long.
No, you don't.
Oh, of course he would come now.
Shut up, Sukuna. You weren't supposed to go this far.
Here we go. What did I do wrong this time, punk-ass? Now that we're sharing things, you seem so petty over it. What's wrong with sharing your woman with me? I think that's fair game, don't you? I've shared my power. I've saved your life.
I can't argue with those things, but that doesn't mean I must sit back and let you have all the fun.
What's this? Could it be the influence of my curse? Or is it just you falling to depravity right now? Either way, interesting. Fine then. You want to have this be what? Your voyeuristic kink kicking in? Or are we taking turns tag teaming? Though I think she'd break if you want my honest opinion. Or is that the goal?
Sorry, honey, but I'm gonna have to agree. I want you, but there's a lot of differences. Now that I'm essentially half a curse, I have these desires, and I can sense it. You have your desires too. I know that I love you, and, well, if you break, you'll understand, right? These desires, you could call it corruption if you want, but I kinda wanna know what that face twists into when you can't help but feel so much pleasure. I want to feel it. Maybe I've become a bit too curse-like, but I'm still the Yuji you fell in love with. Just a little bit more needy. See how hard you've made me? And I can feel it. The cursed energy seeping into your skin, making your skin crawl. With how much you're turned on, I feel it. You want it bad, too. And just look at how white you are.
So both of you can be just a tad bit more honest. That is the way I like things. So please, feel free to be honest how much it feels good when my fingers slip inside you. Ah, yes. This back and forth. Do you like it? Surely you're not surprised with just this much. If that's what surprises you, then I hate to say it, but you'll break sooner than I want you to. Don't break too easy. Keep that mind intact for me, so I can break it slower. Can you feel it? The little mouths on my fingertips, licking inside you, corrupting your very skin, etching my name into your orifice. Now just savor it. Do me a favor and memorize every single feeling. Yes, like that. Get those hips moving. Your submission is noted, but your obstinance is just as well. Is that a scowl? Are you mad it's me instead of Yuji? Don't be. Now we're like one and the same. Two sides to the same pea pod. Savor it, won't you? Yes. Does my finger feel that good? It does, doesn't it? Don't hold back. Scream louder for me. Yes. You enjoy. this kind of touch as well, don't you? You're going to have to get used to this from now on. Or does it seem like second nature? Me fondling, claiming, and playing, toying with your body. It just feels so, so much like home. Does it feel that good? Is that why you're drooling already? I thought you'd have at least a bit of apprehension that it's almost some complete stranger, let alone a curse, with his fingers inside you, borrowing a body, huh? Or are you just so okay with the idea, the intensity? Is that the darker side of this little romance you have?
You can't just go like that. Come on. This whole craziness thing of you thinking you're replacing me, you do know I have control too, right?
You think that way. But it's only a matter of time before I'm the favorite.
We'll see about that. You have some advantages, but I got my own charm. Right, honey?
You. Fine. We'll make it some good sport, then. Sounds like a plan, doesn't it? At least we can have these games. Though it's hard to have one, isn't it? With this one moaning so loud. You should make sure your girl is quiet when my fingers are inside her. No, wait. That's not possible. You enjoy it, don't you? So dirty, so filthy. Just my type.
So that's your hobbies, huh? You were trying to make me embarrassed? Well, I happen to know a bit of technique, too. I mean, you're never able to do that much, but...
You're talking like such a cuck right now. Well, then go ahead. Why don't you try and do half as good as me?
Yeah. Keep on that confidence. When I win, you're gonna be the one crying. As you can see, honey, it's kind of a complicated relationship. Though, I wonder if those words are reaching you. You seem to be on cloud nine. Don't tell me it's the cursed energy already. I knew this would happen. Just didn't think it would be this quick.
Of course it would be quick. Did you think that I was some pushover here? Or that I would hold back just because it's your girl? Well, I think sharing is caring, don't you? And now, they'll be mine too. How are those fingers with the mouths on them treating you? You can feel every detail, the rough tongues inside you, can't you? This feeling, ecstatic, isn't it? And what curses can do to your body. I wonder how the corruption will seep into you, seep into everything you think of. What will you do? Yes, give in to it, won't you?
It's okay. I've got you. Don't worry about him. I mean, the curse thing? Yeah, opens the possibilities, right? I mean, look. Twice the fun down here. Well, you're really feeling it. All jokes aside of that clan, I... I love hearing your voice like this. I've been wanting to all this time. I've wanted you. I want to feel it. That connection, that feeling. It's just you. Well, I guess we have to third wheel it anyways, but...
Is that what you call it? Pathetic. If you can't even please your own woman, what makes you think I wouldn't?
I have to give it to him. I didn't please you enough. But
That all changes today.
Come on, honey. You're so cute. How you wriggle like that. No, really, I've always been attracted to you. But this is different. A whole new level. That's what today is.
Oh, give me a break. It's so disgusting. This romance of it. If you want romance, you need the sex. Get what I'm saying? You need to make it intense. You need to go and have the most crazy, wild, ruthless sex. Don't you agree?
I guess there's a point to both sides. But right now, you're getting a little ahead of yourself, don't you think? You are a guest in my body, technically.
Say what you want. It's not gonna go your way. Not when this pussy is twitching for me. Don't mind if I eat this meal. How many tongues do you think would fit? How long of one? And how many bumps and ridges? Guess you'll have to find out the old-fashioned way, shouldn't you? How many? Until you're full, wriggling inside you. You're surprisingly tasty for someone so inexperienced.
Honey, I love your flavor. And your scent.
How romantic, nauseatingly so. But now, why don't we spice it up a bit? That's a nice noise you made. You can feel the changes, can't you? Go ahead. You have my permission to lose your mind. Only this once. After that, you're going to have to beg for it. Beg for me. Savor it. Pray to me. Desire me. Agonize over every little feeling. You won't have a choice soon, because your body will remember this. The flavor of your lust, it satiates me ever so slightly. Yes. Enjoy debauchery in its truest, most pure form. The form in which you admit you're so into this moment.
Hey.
That time.
I'm glad you're feeling good. I'm here too. We're sort of sharing the experience. He's just a loudmouth. So don't hold back. Don't feel guilty. I love every second of you. Easy does it.
Oh, boring. Don't stop there. Come now. Surely we can all get along in a cordial manner, is what I would say. If I was boring, I'll make you think of me now. That's what you wanted, isn't it? Someone to claim that sexy body. You'll come for me soon. You know that. Yes, now you're getting it. You're finally understanding. This is what true romance should be. Vicious, carnal, lusty, filled with that naughty little temptation overwhelming you. Ah, this is sex. That's it. Yes. What a joyous little expression. I want to see you when you lose your mind. Go ahead, do it for me. Honey. Couldn't give him all the satisfaction. Come on. You know, you're with me a long time before him, so I got a little jealous of him talking to you like that. Look at the mess you made. That's gonna take some cleaning up. But I always did like messes. Not bad. Let's see if I can make you into more of a mess. Hey, look at me. Yeah, it's fine. This is all just a process. And getting used to things. We've been through worse, right? And by the looks of it, you're no worse for wear from this. You've been enjoying the intensity? You tell me if you weren't, right? Maybe I don't want to share with taking your first time and giving you mine. It's been a bit overdue since everything's been so convoluted leading up to now. And I don't care what curse God complex has, we have lots of romance still. For what it's worth, I want to make every second count. So I'm going to share my first with you. I saved myself for you, and I appreciate that you did the same for me. Really, it's definitely not something I'd expect from someone, but I'm glad we could get this close. And look, I'm just gonna make it more embarrassing, but I want to make you feel good. And that's what counts, right? Gently. Yeah. You're really tight. And I'm just gonna say that I've never felt so much. Even risking my life would be less. My heart wouldn't beat so much for anything else. So at least be proud of that. Fuck. Easy does it. Ah. No regrets. You get all of me. All of me, I said. So, just relax. I don't want to hurt you. I know I'm really strong, but that's why I'm being so careful. You feel really good. Really, really good. Now that you've had that disgusting romantic moment, I hope you don't mind me intervening. I hate this, but I love the feeling. You should be thankful. You get to have an opportunity only a handful have ever experienced. Sex with the King of Curses himself. Enjoy it. Savor it. Worship it. Of course, you won't have much of a choice in the matter. Once you get used to it, you won't be able to go back. Though I suppose even sharing, I think I'll leave a mark on you yet. You see, it's not the ruffians that make people feel it. It's those that have a deliberate touch. The ones that leave you aching, leave you wanting more. Like a magician that leaves you wondering what the fuck just happened. It's everything. Oh, but don't think it's only the baser instincts. No, this is personal, on a level that I would never have experienced normally, or have shared, bother sharing with a mortal. But you're a little bit special. Take it as a compliment, though you won't have a choice but to enjoy it at this rate. You'll be so addicted to me by the end of it. You'll be aching for more. Yes, be my toy of pleasure. This is what you've wanted, even if you can't admit it yourself. This is the kind of friction, the kind of attention you crave. I can see into your soul, and it's as obvious as can be. How is it? My unholy cock! Slowly, but deliberately, etching out your insides into my shape. Or should I say our shape? Should I even include the whelp? I don't care, but do you? I wonder if you can care. Is there any spare firing of neurons that would even let you in this moment? Yes, you truly are a fine fuck. I suppose savoring it isn't quite good advice, is it? You know, you're doing something more than that. You're doing something more carnal. Your instinct's telling you something. Shouldn't you be listening? While I pound on that entrance to your womb. Like animals, isn't it? You enjoy the absolute debauchery. Ah, the filth. It excites you, I can tell. It eggs you on. It makes you more
You've had your fun, Sukuna. I haven't had all mine yet. Honey. Yeah. Oh, I couldn't help it. Can't let him have all the fun with you. Oh, I was here. I felt it. Just, I didn't want you to forget about me or something. How could you, right?
No. No chance.
Oh, God.
Look at him struggling. How pathetic. Are you sure you can hold out to satisfy your girl? Shut it. I don't need any advice from you. Well, how you have the God complex.
Don't even want to be thinking about you. I want to think about you, honey. I want to think, feel, make love to you. Fuck this guy. Look at me, baby. You look so cute right now. I could just... No, not yet. Not yet, come on. What's all this strength for if I can't please you? Thoroughly. And I mean it. Thoroughly. Not yet. No. Not yet. Oh, yes. Good. Fuck. You got me. I can't hold out much more. Can you? Honey. So much friction. So much feeling. I'm gonna come. Can I come inside you? Can I come inside you? Can I please come inside you? Okay.
I love you, honey.
Oh, come on. You can't just be calling it good at that. Do you think I'm some kind of boring king of all curses? Does that even make sense? Who would be satisfied at only this much? Surely not you. You look more interesting than that. Plus, I want to get my second dick wet. Let's see how much you can handle before you break. Romantic times make me sick. I'd rather you be screaming, unable to resist. See how easily it slips inside you? Two cocks are better than one, aren't they? Oh, come on. What's the matter? Where's that pep gone? At least give me a little bit of enthusiasm. Or is that twitching cunt your only response? Don't even think of boring me. I think you understand now. This is your place. You enjoy it, don't you? Worship my cocks with your body, your filthy soul. Your body is mine, everything. You're a toy to please me. Accept your place and take my cocks. You take them well, almost too well. Just that meek response. Let me know how it feels. You should at least have this much reaction when you take these godly cocks. Take them. Aren't they filthy? Soaked in that cursed energy. They make your insides tingle in a way that no one else could. don't they? Admit it. Your resignation is a welcome diversion. It satiates me ever so slightly. So take it well. And remember this feeling. And never forget it. Never dare to forget it. Or dare to disappoint me. I will enjoy watching you writhe after the post-orgasm sets in. Twitch for me. Twitch until you can't breathe anymore. Is it my hands around your neck, or you're aching for my cocks? Which is it? Come on. Why don't you say it? You can't speak. Too fucking bad. Take my unholy cocks. Take them deeper. You deserve this. You earned this. Take it all. Every last pump. That's how you come. That's how you do it. How you fill up this filthy little cunt. You'll never forget that, will you? You wouldn't dare. Yes, that's it. Savor it. This is what your future feels like. Now, how shall I indoctrinate this feeling into you? How shall I make you my little toy?
That's enough out of him. You know, it gets old sometimes. Not even saying it. I mean, I'm glad I didn't quite stop him. You look kind of even more messy. I'm all for sloppy seconds, but... You gotta know I love you, right? And, well, he seems to like you. Don't know if that's a good thing or not, but... At least, you know, body roomies end up getting along. It's something. Yeah. Hope it wasn't too awkward, but... I love you. A lot. I fell for you way back when, but now it's a little different, you know? Life changes. Sometimes you get possessed by the King of Curses. Other times you have your first time, and it's really good and stuff, and then it gets a little messy. You know, that kind of thing. And... Yeah, that does feel a little more appropriate.
Oh, please, get a room, you two. This isn't anywhere near as fun to watch. Go take a nap, old man.
Don't mind that. I mean, I guess you kind of have to, but I'll keep him in check. Promise.
Have well plexed to talk. We'll see you, Winds, won't we? I might just steal them from you.
Funny joke. You know, if you try that, it's not gonna end well. Sharing is caring. Did you forget that? Come on, you might be the King of Curses, but you don't need to be a dick.
You're daring to tell me. I'll make you both pay for this somehow.